This is Brendan Dillon, defenseman with the Winnipeg Jets. You're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast with Don Ross. My guest today is Jamie Thomas. How are you today?
Donald, amazing, my friend. A beautiful day outside as we wrap up the final weekend in August as we record this beautiful podcast. And looking forward to seeing what September is going to bring to us.
Yes, and I've seen on social media where Samberg got engaged.
Oh, good for Sammy. Good for him. Yeah, listen, Dylan Samberg, a big step for him last year in the National Hockey League. And then on top of that, you know, he gets invited to the World Championships, plays with the U.S. And I remember talking to him earlier in the summer, and he just said the Jets coaching staff has been trying to get him to initiate things more offensively, right, to get that offensive flair going a little bit more. And he said he found that at the World Hockey Championship. So what I think that confidence and that initiative to, you know, not so much give up, you know, defense for offense, but when that opportunity arises, maybe he's going to have that confidence to do it a lot more. So if he can, you know, get engaged on top of having a fantastic World Hockey Championship and a great season last year in the NHL, it's all the more power to him because he's a great on Samberg and his fiance.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them got married last year too, and
they're at that age, that those mid 20s, Donald.
Yeah,
where it's, they take that next step, and I saw, like, I know a lot of guys aren't really active on social media, but I've seen a lot of, my wife's on Instagram, so I don't see any of this myself, but I've seen a lot of dog. Kyle Connor's got a pretty cute dog. Neil Pionk flashing off the dog stuff on social media. So if you're not going to be active yourself, you can go through your dogs. You know, that's a pretty good place. And who doesn't love dogs?
Yeah, I know. Hallebuck has a husky and stuff.
Yeah, massive dog. I just had a son too. So he's a busy guy.
Yeah, and he likes his fishing too.
Yeah. You should see how excited he gets when we fly into Michigan because of all the lakes around there, and obviously from his days of living there and so on and so forth. But man, that guy gets real excited when we touch down in Michigan every year. Not that he's going fishing, but just the memories, obviously, and the chance to see family.
Yes, and there's a lot of things going on with the Jets this past summer. Trade with Dubois to LA,
yep.
Then bringing in players from them, and
we haven't talked really since the draft, and you know, everybody's pretty much caught up in what happened. But I Kevin Cheveldayoff gets a lot of criticism, a lot of heat for what he doesn't do or what he does do. But man, listen, what he got in return for Pierre-Luc Dubois, who clearly was not going to resign here, is nothing short of a miracle. Not only give you a second-round pick back, but Alex Iafallo is one of the, you know, great two-way forward. Rasmus Kapari, an up-and-coming young kid, was a first-round draft pick. You know, just working his way into everything right now too, right? So Iafallo, of course, is one of the many guys familiar with Neil Pionk. I believe they're good friends, so there's always that familiarity with one another. So he's going to come back into the dressing room and know a couple of guys coming, you know, with the Winnipeg Jets. But you look at all that Kevin Cheveldayoff pulled off with that trade. It was just it's something else, right? And Gabriel Vilardi, you know, a guy that kind of dealt with some injuries earlier on in his career. Now he's fully healthy, and now we're going to see what this kid is capable. Another guy that was drafted in the first round. So for Kevin Cheveldayoff to bring in a couple of guys that have been drafted in the first round. Alex Iafallo, big return too, or a great piece too as well. And then, of course, a second-round pick just for Pierre-Luc Dubois. That is something. And also, you have to think of it this way too. It was perfect timing. You know, Los Angeles feels like their window is open now, and you have Philip Deneau and out the middle with Pierre-Luc Dubois, of course. That's something that is you have to be pretty happy. You're going to be very deep down the middle too. So and of course, let us not forget Anže Kopitar and that whole mess too. Like that's a pretty formidable middle for the Los Angeles Kings to foray into the Western Conference playoff situation next year. So perfect timing. Works out, and we'll see three fresh faces when training camp gets underway a little bit over 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now.
Yes, and I see Bear was in town for a golf tournament.
Yeah. It's, and I know that Mark Scheifele is playing that tournament, so is Blake Wheeler. You know, Morgan Barron, you know, signed an extension this offseason on top of that, and of course, played a couple of fine rounds of golf as well. So, you know, it's nice to see him in town a little bit earlier. You know, Sarah Oleski got to chat with him. You can check out that on our social channels at winnipegjets.com to see how that interview went. Just a couple of people having coffee, talking hockey, you know, a casual conversation. But, you know, curious to see, in my mind, you're already thinking Mason Appleton's going to be 100 times, you know, better shape, not so much he was out of shape, that he just dealt with all those injuries last year, right? So he's going to come in 100%. And then I think we're going to see the full capabilities of Morgan Barron, you know, Adam Lowry, and Mason Appleton on that third line. And I know clearly, you know, Rick Bonus has some options with the trade they just made, with Blake Wheeler being bought out, and of course, followed up that by signing with the New York Rangers. But clearly, Bones has some options in front of him, right? You have a lot of guys who can move up and down the lineup, and you know, but I still think that third line, that shutdown line with Adam Lowry centering things with Mason Appleton and Morgan Barron, probably one that's pen, you know, put on the paper in pen, kind of locked in, barring injuries here and there. So, you know, nice to see also Morgan Barron recovering nicely from the skate to the face that he had in the opener round of playoffs in Vegas last year or this past spring. Looks pretty good. Looks like he's healed up there nicely, and we'll see what he has when the season gets underway.
Is he still a Hugo Boss model then?
Well, it goes without saying. Like, people like scars. That's all there is to it, right? So it did not wreck his career. That's for sure. He's got the good flow going as always. That always helps when you got the nice mane of hair going on there coming into the season. When who doesn't love hockey hair?
Yeah.
When September rolls around, but yeah, his modeling career is not on hold. It's still rolling.
Okay.
I know you're worried about that, and a lot of people were.
I know. That's why a lot of people were. I know.
You gotta ask these questions.
And for nicknames, like, can you remember all the nicknames for the players?
I now Bear, but listen, there's nothing more obvious than hockey nicknames, right? It's just like cut off. That's half the name with an S on the end of it. Or you get like Jerome again, you go Iggy, there's Kipper, you know, Shipes, you know, Wheels. So it's almost like you could play the game, and it would be a rare situation where you could not get the name right, right? So it's just LB, Lauren Brossoit, you know, back in town, back with the Jets, like Helly. So it's not, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to come up with what you think the nickname of a player is. Outside, you know, Nikolai Ehlers is Fly. That's a little bit off the normal path or formula that we go with hockey nicknames. So, Morgan Barron being called Bear is not a surprise.
And there's Dele Dele too.
Yeah, and Peeler for Neil Pionk, and so just there's some surprise ones in there. But you know, for the most part, and D, I think we call Dylan DeMello D Dams. But that's just the Jets content team. I don't know what any, you know, what you know, it's Mellow or something like that. So, you know, there's not many surprises when it comes to the nickname game in the National Hockey League.
It's just like a kind of simple, a like KC or Daily.
Yeah,
something simple, right?
Well, you don't want to get too complicated or people forget. But I mean, it's just, I think it's, hockey is easily the most non-surprising nicknames when you hear them, unless there's a unique one like the Fly or, you know, something like that where there's a backstory of why the person is called said nickname.
Wait, I think Ehlers probably got Fly because he's flying in the ice. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Yeah, that one, you have to still go, why is it called Fly if you don't fully know Ehlers or what he provides?
Yeah.
You got to get a little backstory into that one. Just watch him on the ice for a little bit. You know, even Dustin Byfuglien Buff, like, there's not much surprise at all. But I do enjoy the Fly nickname with Nikolaj Ehlers.
And, sometimes you wonder how he got the nickname, or, like, Jamie McLennan. He got
noodles.
Noodles, yes.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm sure there's a great backstory on that one, too. So, that's what I mean. That stuff, when you hear that, you're actually excited because you're like, oh, there's got to be something there for why he's being called Noodles. And there's probably a great, knowing Jamie McLennan the way I do, there's probably a great backstory because he's a great storyteller. So that one, that's a rarity every once in a while, but I do enjoy it, like, when those ones pop up, because you know there's a good story that follows or comes with it.
And on my Bear Lake team, there's a guy I got the nickname Peaches.
Okay.
I was like,
why is he Peaches?
Because he was doing a thing over at Camp Manitou, and the kids started calling him Peaches for some reason, and it stuck.
Yeah, that's sometimes you have that childhood nickname that's like, I had a friend, Derek was his name, for years. I didn't even know his name was Derek. I just knew him as Asparagus because he was like skinny and he had bushy hair on top of his head. So he looked like a piece of asparagus. So we called him Asparagus, and I literally did not know what his actual name was. Like Hustler, Andrew Hustler Patterson. I just knew him as Hustler because I moved here, and you know, it's, him and Gary have the show on TSN. My gosh, I can't even remember the numbers of it now, but on TSN here in Winnipeg. And I didn't even know Hustler's real name for, like, I think until 2 years ago. Cause that's all I knew him as. Now I finally know him as Andrew Patterson, but I still, you know, you still call him Hustler. And I asked him the other day when we were doing a podcast taping, just like, does everybody refer to you as Hustler? And that, he says, when he walks around sporting events, that's all you know him as. But I mean, that's a long story short. There's always some background story as to Hustler. And I think Huss did tell me the story, but I forget it now. So that's not the greatest story that I've ever told on your podcast, Donald, but at least we know.
Yes.
There was at one point, at some point, 2 weeks ago, I knew why they called him Hustler. I have completely forgotten it now, though.
So how's your puck tuku going?
Oh, some days I'm good. Obviously, you saw the video. Absolutely terrible. One of our social media guys, Cam Penny, had told me, like, you know lots about the Lethbridge Hurricanes, right? I'm like, yeah, I kind of have a small idea. So he tried to do me a favor and throw the Calgary Flames, Winnipeg Jets, and the Lethbridge Hurricanes together. But, man, I haven't worked in Lethbridge since 2002. So that's, I mean, if you ask me about the players back then, sure. But I completely forgot about the crossover between Calgary, Winnipeg, and the Lethbridge Hurricanes when we did Puck Duku. It was absolutely atrocious. A little bit better now, but compared to the guys I work with, Donald, like, a lot of people I work with are so young. So I can throw out 80s, like, instead of the Winnipeg Jets, you know, 2.0, I know the 1.0 guys, or like the Dallas Stars, I know the Minnesota North Stars. Like, I threw out Don Boker and I got 0.1% Stars goaltender in the past. I can do that. And the kids, as I call them, because they're way younger than I am, they look at me with my old man knowledge, as they refer it to. But I'm getting better at Puck Duku. What about yourself?
Twice I got 0.0%.
Yeah, okay. See, that is a moment. And you almost, like, want to show off your knowledge, but because of the internet, how is it any of it, like, real? Unless someone videotapes you, doing the Puck Duku live, it's almost not like you can trust anybody. And we have a couple of guys in the office, man, that are so good at it. I'm highly impressed, and I don't even try and flush the knowledge, but it's hard to understand if it's legit unless you watch somebody. But to the 0.0, that's pretty good, buddy.
Hey, you should know the name too, because he played for Edmonton and Calgary and LA. So
yeah.
I went with Josh Green. And with two different puck tukus, and he got me 0.0%.
Yeah, yeah. And now, like, once people get a grasp of the Josh Green, they're going to lean on it, right? But it's funny how you can go back to the well with a couple of names that can guide you out. Like the other day, the guys were flashing off Jets and Moose. They tried to use the names of all those guys on the Puck Dooku, but it wasn't even Jets and Moose related. It was just guys that from completely different teams, but that had played for the Moose and Jets before. So it was pretty impressive. As you can see, it's a little light around the office right now, but that's going to change right up fast here as the calendar changes to September.
Yeah, because LA was in, it says LA, and then it says 5+ teams. I just put Josh Green in there, and he got me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay.
Boom. Yeah.
And then I put,
start with 0.0.
Yeah, and then there's another one I did. It was New York Rangers and Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I put Josh Green again and got 0.0. Yeah, and Theo Fleury, yeah.
See, I think Theo Fleury, but I know that would not get me 0.0. So you've already beaten me in that aspect, in that department.
And then I got another one that got me 0.1%. It was Daryl Stanley. So, yeah, with Philly and Vancouver, you played for.
Very well done. That, like, deserves an actual standing ovation because that's how good that one was.
Yes. I was like, because I only knew that.
Yeah. I'm glad that Puck Duper came along because, man, does it kill time.
Yes. And it's like, sometimes I sit there and, like, I'm just puzzled and, like, why can't I think of anyone that played there?
And brain cramps all the time. Brain cramps. Every single day when you do Puck Dooku.
Then I just put an obvious name in that bracket, and it's like a high percentage.
Yeah.
And
when you go over top of like 20%, it's like almost disappointing.
Yes. And so I was like, I look at the, you can click on it afterwards and you can see all the answers. Like, I knew that player too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you have an insult for somebody, but it doesn't come to you until you drive away.
Yeah.
Like George and Seinfeld.
Yeah. And then I saw you do a video with, guessing 150 players that played for the Jets.
Donald. Not living and breathing the Jets earlier when they came back. Working in Toronto at that time. So Sarah and Mitch clearly have a little bit of an advantage on me in that department. I'm catching up here and I have the knowledge. It just doesn't come to me as easily as it comes to those two. Like Mitch was flashing off the big brain power there. Totally. We did that, that one where you have the overhead satellite shot of the rink around it. That's impossible. I thought when we were, I'm like, okay, just from the rink shape, I should be able to pull it off and around and whatever surrounds it. But I was clueless on so many of them. And it's not like we stand over top of their arenas. So again, Cameron, social media wizard, just putting us out there to fail in front of the masses, which is whatever. I've given up on caring about that stuff anymore. So if they want that for a laugh to make me look like an idiot, I'll be more than happy to oblige. It's called content, Donald. It's about entertainment. That's all that matters.
Yeah, whatever you can get the views, right?
Yeah, that's right. And if you look like an idiot doing it, so be it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just things like Mitchell Glenn been here since day one.
I would have to say so because he was started at Shaw and then he made his way over here. But, man, he's quite the aficionado on the Winnipeg Jets content. I will never deny on that. I think we did a logo challenge. He did really well. I'm trying to remember what league he did. He crushed me on. I thought I could crush him at the Western Hockey League, but I think he beat me in that department. But I'd have to go back to the video to check it out.
Yeah. And, season starts 2-3 weeks from now and, like, preseason, yeah.
Oh. I'm fortunate enough again to go to the Young Stars tournament in Penticton, BC. Hopefully, things get to settle down a little bit more there, obviously, with the unfortunate fires that were happening in the Okanagan area. But looking forward to seeing who Winnipeg will send to that tournament and them going against their respective peers. Hopefully get to see another, some Dominic DeVincentis, maybe Thomas Millage, maybe in between the pipes. We'll have to see who they send. None of the NCAA guys obviously can go for the reasons we know. Always, I have so much fun going. You get to go with the Moose staff, and they're just fantastic people, the coaching staff. We're hopefully going to do a drive around Penticton with Mark Morrison, because the Moose head coach used to frequent Penticton growing up as a kid, went to Okanagan Hockey School, so he's going to share some childhood stories with us in the car. I'm not driving, so that'll be the best part of it. Mark will be driving around, and we'll hopefully get some good content out of that. And then the not so long walks on the beach, Donald, where I get to extrapolate information from the kids while Cameron walks backwards through the sand using his iPhone, trying to hold it straight. And I'll tell you this, anybody that has walked the beach, it's hard enough as it is walking the beach forwards, never mind backwards with equipment. When we were taping them last year, I had a hard time putting it together because Cam's just got sweat dripping down his face, and we're just having this casual conversation, and we're fine, but Cameron's trying not to fall over while walking backwards and not sweating to death carrying the equipment around. So hopefully Cameron wears lighter clothes this time and doesn't bring as much equipment. But Cameron Penny, one of the good ones in the Jets content department.
And did you upgrade your skates yet?
Oh, never, buddy. Never. Listen, I got three kids. They command all the money around the house. I still have my same hockey pants, my same hockey helmet, my gloves that I probably bought. So I'm a huge Steve Yzerman fan, so I have red and white glove, Red Wings hockey gloves. I think I bought those in wait a second. I'm going way back here. I had them in when I was going to broadcasting school. That was like 92. And I'd have to say my skates are 98 at least. So the best part was, I don't know if you heard the story, Colby Barlow still has the same skates he wore in Major Bantam. He says they fit like slippers. They're so broken in. So I found that pretty interesting. And then I was talking with Rucker McGroarty, and I'm like, what size are your skates? He's like, I have no idea. He goes, some guy comes in with a machine, a computer, they measure our skates, and they just give me the skates. So he has no clue what his skate size are. So that's the tough things that kids go through nowadays. But Colby Barlow, still wearing the same skates that he wore in Major Bantam, even though he's not that, I mean, he's only 18. So what is that, 4 years old maybe, as compared to my skates that are 25 years old? So that's the way it goes. And I will not be updating them any sooner, buddy, because I don't think – I haven't played pickup hockey in at least 23 years.
All right. Yes, I know
– It's a long-winded answer, wasn't it, buddy?
Yeah. I know
the sun's going down right now after that answer.
I know that Jetsteer has skates for sale if you want to upgrade.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Maybe you can get that for me for Christmas, and I'll get you a new helmet or something.
I know they have Logan Stanley's skates there.
Yeah, I know. Listen, here, I'm aging myself again, but when Shaquille O'Neal broke into the NBA in the 90s, I remember in Champs Sports Store, they had his actual shoe in the front window because they're just trying to show you how big his feet were. And that was right around the time the Charlotte Hornets came into the NBA. So, dude, I'm so old, buddy. So old. But that's like, Shaq's like a television star now as opposed to an NBA star after a great career at LSU. But, I totally remember those days with seeing Shaq's shoe in the front window of a sports clothing store called Champs, which I think are still open nowadays.
Yeah. And, Shaq's tear about three for old, so.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you need a foul, just foul him, and he can't.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
Yeah. So, thanks for coming on.
Buddy, always a pleasure. We have to have coffee soon, or it's not soon. One of these days, while you're at work, I'll come and take you on a coffee break and get you wet. Especially when it's super busy, I'll just roll in then. I'll say, hey, can you go with coffee break now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
And thanks. Drive safely.
I will. Thanks, bud.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.